This is statewide. If you've spent much time outside this spring, you've probably noticed more flying insects like gnats and mosquitoes. And in some areas, people are even having to fight off swarms. Nick Sider is a research assistant professor of field crop entomology at the University of Illinois' Department of Crop Sciences, and I had a chance to talk with him. And Nick, I assume that some of the reason we're seeing so many of these bugs right now is because of the wet spring?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there's a variety of different insects, especially different types of flies. Of course, mosquitoes are a type of fly. That's the one that we're most worried about. That's the one where when we have a lot of standing and especially stagnant water out there from some of these heavy rains and from some of these flooding events, that's lots of great breeding sites for mosquitoes. There's also a variety of other insects that aren't necessarily biting insects, some midges and different other types of small flies that can do the same thing. They'll breed and develop in that standing water. They won't necessarily bite people, but they can be more of a nuisance. But the primary one we're going to be worried about is mosquitoes in the standing water. And then in areas where there's more running water, more flowing water, like when the rivers are high and that kind of thing, you can see an increase in buffalo gnats, which are a different type of biting fly.
I feel like I've seen a lot of the buffalo gnats in here in central Illinois. A few years back, we seemed to also have quite a few of those. And then after a couple of weeks, that subsided. Do you expect the same thing to happen here, or does it depend on the weather?
It does depend on the weather, but it is seasonal also. So they do tend to subside once the real heat of the summer comes on. Big issue with buffalo gnats is that regular insect repellents aren't quite as effective against them. They're also quite painful. But then, of course, for mosquitoes, the best thing you can do for yourself is to get a good insect repellent. Use that when you go outside just to avoid being bitten. The other thing you can do for mosquitoes is to remove sources of standing water, especially in your home. Tire swings are one that gets talked about a lot, you know, but bird baths are another one. A lot of times those sources of standing water that are out there just need to be refreshed. Just every once in a while you have to pour that water out. If it's something like a bird bath where you want water in it, just refresh that water so that insects aren't developing, and particularly mosquitoes aren't developing in it.
Well, you said insect repellent. If you go to the store, there's all sorts of claims made by different ones. Is there something that people should look for ingredient-wise, at least, that is the best for folks to use?
With mosquitoes, there are several that are effective. The one that I've had the most luck with are repellents that contain DEET, D-E-E-T. For buffalo gnats, I don't know that I'm as equipped to evaluate them. I know there's some effective products on the market for that insect.
When I hear people talk about a lot of mosquitoes and concerns over that, of course, part of that is not just the nuisance of having them around and being bitten by them, but also the concerns about disease. Is that something that you're watching this time of the year with, you know, with that many around? Are we concerned we're going to see a big year for these types of diseases that are carried by mosquitoes?
That's always a risk, and we're blessed in the Midwest that we don't have a tremendous number of mosquito-borne illnesses in humans. We do have several types of encephalitis, including West Nile virus is probably the most well-known of those, and I don't know if it's the most common or that, but certainly it's the most well-known. So certainly a good reason to protect yourself from mosquitoes. Also important to not forget about your pet. Heartworms, for instance, are spread by mosquito bites in dogs, so it's a good idea to take your animals to the vet, make sure their medications are up to date so that you're protecting them as well.
Can gnats also carry disease, and can they be a health problem as well?
In terms of spreading disease in Illinois, it's really mosquitoes and then ticks, which aren't an insect but are, you know, an arthropod, and can spread Lyme disease and some other things. That's another one you want to protect yourself against anytime you're out in tall grass, but that's not one that's going to be necessarily favored by all this water. But mosquitoes are the primary threat when we're talking about flies and when we're talking about insects that are favored by a lot of water like what we have in the state right now.
Nick Sider is a research assistant professor at the U of I's Department of Crop Sciences. Some good advice: protect yourself and your animals if you're spending time outside. Sider says mosquitoes might be more prevalent in central and southern Illinois right now, but soon there will be plenty in northern Illinois as well.